Welcome to Frost & Sullivan's Growth Podcast. In each episode, we take a deeper look at transformative shifts shaping global ecosystems, from industry megatrends and technology innovation to evolving customer expectations. Today, we're exploring new ways to harness the transformation in unified communications and collaboration, or UCC, unpacking where the next wave of opportunity is unfolding and what it means for future-ready businesses.
Let's dive into one of the most transformative shifts happening in business technologies, the evolution of UCC. UCC has always been about connecting people through voice, video, messaging, and collaboration tools. But the ground beneath this is shifting fast. Geopolitical tensions, fierce competition, shrinking margins, and let's not forget the ever-expanding maze of tools and platforms that don't always talk to each other. It's no longer enough to have the best features. Success now depends on seamless platform integration, intelligence, and trust. So how can UCC providers and enterprises turn disruption into opportunity and move from siloed tools to holistic platforms?
Providers today are navigating a storm of pressures, and not all of them are technological. From global instability to increasing competition and squeezed margins, many are finding themselves in a bind. Add to that the fragmentation caused by a patchwork of UCC tools, video platforms, chat apps, conferencing systems, all generating data silos that stifle productivity instead of empowering it. And if that weren't enough, enterprise buyers are becoming more cautious. With budgets tightening, compliance and data governance under scrutiny, and cybersecurity risks on the rise, companies are less willing to invest in disjointed systems. So what's next? The answer lies in moving beyond features to true functionality, toward interoperability, strategic partnerships, and artificial intelligence-powered adaptability. If you had to simplify your organization's communication ecosystem today, what tools or integrations would you prioritize, and why?
Now, UCC innovation isn't about adding more. It's about connecting more. And that connection takes shape through adaptive technologies that make communications not just smarter, but seamless. Let's break down the key drivers. First, agentic AI. Systems that don't just react, but anticipate. Imagine AI agents that proactively schedule meetings, summarize discussions, or even redirect a customer call before frustration sets in. These aren't science fiction anymore. They're reshaping communication workflows. Next, services software. The idea that AI services aren't just plugins, but integral parts of a holistic, unified communications as a service, UCaaS, stack, that delivers measurable business outcomes. We also have adaptive security, embedding zero trust principles, encryption, and automated compliance, protecting users without slowing them down. And let's not overlook modularity. Application programming interfaces, software development kits, and microservices that make it possible to customize for verticals like healthcare, government, or finance. This adaptability allows providers to meet customers where they are and grow with them. The question is, which adaptive technology, AI agents, more APIs, or embedded security, do you believe will have the biggest impact on UCC?
Even amid uncertainty, opportunity is abundant. The industry signals are clear. Customers want integrated, secure, and mobile-first experiences. Let's look at some telling data points. 82% of organizations prefer a single-stack UCaaS solution. The cloud meetings and team collaboration segment is expected to hit $21.6 billion by 2029, growing at 7% annually. Yet fragmentation remains rampant. Nearly half of organizations use more than two chat apps, two video platforms, or even two UCaaS providers. This fragmentation creates an opening. The providers that unify experiences across channels, securely and seamlessly, will lead the next growth wave. Interestingly, business calling trends reveal another shift. About 32% of enterprises still keep telephony on-premises for security reasons. And by 2028, nearly a third of organizations that went fully cloud are expected to return to hybrid environments. This signals one thing: the future is not either or. It is hybrid, flexible, and intelligent. As hybrid work becomes the new normal, how can your organization balance the need for flexibility with the demand for security and simplicity?
Further, AI is no longer just an add-on. It's the conductor of the entire communication symphony. What we're witnessing is the rise of AI-orchestrated communications, where systems understand context, intent, and timing. Instead of humans triggering every message, call, or workflow, AI agents are now initiating interactions themselves, reaching out at just the right moment with the right information. Picture this: a customer service AI agent detects frustration in an email and instantly opens a support chat with the best qualified agent. Or an internal AI system that monitors project momentum and automatically schedules a team sync before a bottleneck arises. That's what we mean by proactive communication. This transformation is powered by modular building blocks, APIs, SDKs, microservices, and enhanced by AI copilots, smart peripherals, and software-defined solutions that combine usage analytics with flexible pricing models. Ultimately, it's about creating experience-led workspaces that adapt to how people actually work, not the other way around.
Here's a truth every digital leader knows. As connectivity expands, so does vulnerability. When communication systems become more unified, the attack surface widens. Phishing, session hijacking, voice over internet protocol technology fraud, these threats aren't hypothetical. They're increasing in frequency and sophistication. That's why embedded security isn't just an IT priority, it's a business imperative. Best practices are emerging fast. End-to-end encryption ensures every message, call, and video feed is protected in transit. Robust authentication through multi-factor authentication and single sign-on minimizes unauthorized access. Zero trust architectures verify every device, user, and session. No assumptions, no shortcuts. And secure configuration management keeps systems hardened, patched, and monitored continuously. But let's not forget the human layer: user awareness training. Because in most breaches, it's not the technology that fails first, it's human error. Together, these practices form the backbone of resilient UCC ecosystems, where trust is as integral as connectivity. When you think about your communication tools, do you view security as an obstacle or as an enabler of trust and resilience? So, where do we go from here? The future of UCC lies in integration. Not just of tools, AI and automation are already revolutionizing communication, emotion detection, and virtual assistants bridging human and digital collaboration. And as industries become more specialized, vertical-specific APIs and integrations will add a competitive edge, helping providers deliver targeted value for sectors like healthcare, education, or financial services. The winners in this new landscape will be those who combine AI-driven intelligence, mobile flexibility, and embedded security into truly unified platforms. The question then is, do you have the right strategy to evaluate which UCC solutions will carry your organization into the connected future, and which ones might hold you back?
That's it for today. Thanks for joining us on Frost & Sullivan's Growth Podcast. For access to our research, competitive benchmarking, and best practice frameworks, head over to frost.com or email hello@frost.com. We'll be back soon with more to help you stay clear-headed and growth-ready.